when y'all raised them, if you got a second cutting from clover or grass, you say you got a
second crop.
Okay. What did you call the old?
We never had clover here, though. We never did have. We never did raise clover here.
What'd you call maybe the old kind of dead grass that was left over in the ground in the spring? You had to, all that.
That was,
Did you have to get it all up, all that old?
Yeah, you have to plow that up and harrow it. You plow it and then you harrow it to harrow the ground good. It depended what you was fixing to do, you know. If you would plow it in the fall, it would rot. It would make, anytime you plow a lot of grass or rot or anything, it betters your land. But if you don't have, you can't. Like if you plow it up in February, you got to get that old grass off. So my father used to plow it and then he'd harrow it. You know what a harrow is? It's just a flat thing with a lot of teeth. A lot of teeth in it. And it picks up, straightens out land, softens it up, breaks up clods.
If you just cut down a road, down to make a road through the woods, say, to a logging camp, you say, we just...
made a clearance or cut a road through the woods or...
Okay. Now, I want to get into some of the food and things like that that you're talking about that you made. You said your mother would do some bacon and things like that?
Sure.
What would she make out of wheat flour? Baked in...
bread.
Wheat baked in loaves.
Bread, she'd make homemade bread, biscuits,
okay,
cakes, cookies.
What kind of homemade bread would she make? Did she ever make, would she ever put sweet potato in the bread?
Or? No, I never did know Mama doing that. I know since in the late years since we got a lot of recipes. In our days, you didn't have, maybe some few people had a few recipes, but you didn't. They didn't publish cookbooks like, let's say the last 40 years they did, but when my mama, when I grew up as a little child, I got married when I was 20, and we didn't have a lot of cookbooks. You know how you'd sell your cookbook? You'd take an old school book and you'd cut one recipe out of a magazine here, and a recipe over there, or somebody'd give you a recipe, and you'd stick that in one of these,
What sort of things would you make out of wheat flour, Miss?
Well, that's it. You'd make bread.
Mm-hmm.
You'd make yeast bread. You know, you'd save your yeast, olden times. You'd save your yeast, and Mama would like, you'd make bread today, and you'd save a little biscuit of it, and put it in the saucer. And Mom used to put it behind the stove. You know, we had a wood stove. It was warm back then, and make that sour. Mom used to cover, put in a little covered thing there behind the stove.
Hmm.
And then that yeast would rise and it would sour. And then she'd make bread sometimes every day, but not too often, not very often every day, about twice or three times a week. And then at night you put that soak in a while, and then you put a little bit more water in, and then you stir your flour in it real good. Say about two-thirds of the amount of bread you want to make.
Okay.
Then tomorrow morning it's sour, more sour, you know. Then you put some more water, salt, and if you got plenty of milk, well, Mom would put milk sometimes, salt and milk, or water, whichever, the amount of you wanted to use, the amount of bread you want to make. Then she'd make a bread, then put it to rise. We call that yeast bread, but now they don't use that no more. They don't say that yeast no more. Get to buy it.
Yeah. Any other kinds of bread? Did you ever make bread to rise with salt? Salt rising bread? Or?
No, I never did. My mother never either that I know of.
Okay. What about, would you ever take wheat flour, the dough, and just make, say, the biscuit dough and make it up into a something?